Good morning, everybody, and welcome to episode 19 of our live monthly Q&A with Cinton's family team. I'm David Pritchard, head of marketing here at Cinton's. I'm joined again today by my colleague Ify Archibong, who is a solicitor in the family team, and as with previous sessions, Ify's going to be answering three of the questions that you've put to us over the course of the last month. So thank you very much for continuing to send those through. I'll talk to you more at the end, so any further ado, I'm going to pass you straight over to Ify for question one of three. Good morning, and over to you.
Thank you, David. I have three questions in front of me, and I will deal with each one of them in turn. The first question is, what happens if my partner will not disclose all of their financial assets? So this is a really great question. As part of resolving the finances, which stem from a divorce, the best way to know what is within the matrimonial pot is for both parties to engage in full and frank financial disclosure. It is important that you and your partner are open and honest about what you both own. Voluntary disclosure can take place pre-proceedings, and formal disclosure is ordered by the court once proceedings are issued for financial remedy. If you believe that something is missing pre-proceedings, you can raise this with your partner or their solicitor, but unfortunately, there really isn't much that you can do pre-proceedings. If you are not satisfied and you believe that there is something missing, you can issue proceedings for financial remedy and ask questions in relation to the disclosure. The court can require that those questions are answered by your partner. There are still other options which may be available. Therefore, if you believe that your partner has not disclosed all of their assets, and you are worried about this, please feel free to contact us and we can discuss this with you further. The next question is, how do I protect my pension? This is a difficult question to answer. During financial disclosure, parties are advised to disclose all of their assets. A pension asset is classed as a matrimonial asset. As such, parties are required to disclose this. It will depend on your specific case, but this is an asset which will need to be brought into account when considering how finances should be split. Negotiations can take place in relation to the pension with the other side, where it may be possible to offer a different asset instead of the pension, and an actuary may be required to determine the true value of the pension in certain circumstances. Determining how pensions should be split can be quite a complex area, so should you require any further information, please do not hesitate to contact. The final question is, how do I avoid going to court to settle the finances? First and foremost, going to court should be a last resort. There are more formal ways which are alternative to going to court that can be used to try to resolve the dispute. One of which is mediation, where a trained third-party professional would sit with both parties to try to resolve the dispute. I must stress, though, that mediation may not be suitable in all circumstances. For example, where there has been allegations of domestic abuse. Another option is the collaborative practice. This basically brings the parties together with their lawyers to discuss matters off the record. There are further options, including joint meetings with your lawyers and also arbitration and private resolution hearings. It is important to note, though, that there may be situations where we would advise you to issue proceedings for financial remedy. An example of this is what we discussed earlier, where one of the parties suspects that the other party has not disclosed everything within the proceedings. Thank you.
Thanks, Iffy. Enjoyed listening to that one as always. Very quickly for me, as I say at the end of each of these sessions, we continue to work hard to produce, release and deliver useful and relevant content, articles, podcasts, blogs, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. And you can also follow the family team on Twitter at Sintons Family and on Instagram also at Sintons Family. If you'd like to discuss anything Iffy's raised today further in this or indeed any of the other podcasts, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her. Telephone number 0191-226-7878 or via email iffy.archibong@sintons.co.uk. I just wanted to mention again the amount of family-related content that we do actually have on the website, so please do check that out. There's a whole wealth of really, really useful content, articles, blogs, and just general content about what we do and what we offer, again, at sintons.co.uk. That's all from us today. Just wanted to thank you on behalf of Iffy, myself, and the family team for you continuing to send in your questions each month. We really are trying to get to as many of them as we possibly can, but we do appreciate the amount of people that are tuning in live each month and also watching the sessions afterwards, listen to them as a podcast. So thank you for that. We don't take that for granted. We do appreciate it. We will be back with you in November. Stay safe, everyone, and we'll speak to you again. Thank you.